This recording, Turkmenistan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she had very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she had got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffered from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in the capital of Turkmenistan, Ashgabat, in 1981, May 14th. Actually, my birthday is 2 days because I was born right between 13th and 14th. I was born right on midnight, so I guess that's I don't know. It's good for me because I can celebrate my birthday 2 days and get more presents. So, yes, my mom is a doctor. She's a gynecologist, and my dad is a composer. He writes music for symphony orchestras, and I'm trying to make him write something for me since I'm playing piano. So he started working on a piano concerto right now for me. The official language and native language is Turkmen in Turkmenistan, and Turkmen is in group of Turkic languages. It's not Farsi or Arabic language, as some people think, since it's in Asia. It's in group of Turkic languages, and it's more similar to Turkish, Azerbaijan, Uzbek languages. And since Turkmenistan was part of USSR for 75 years, most people speak Russian also. So I can say that everybody understands Russian in Turkmenistan. And I started learning Russian when I was 5, when I went to kindergarten. I can't say that most people understand English, but a lot of people do understand English in Turkmenistan, since it's kind of required language at school to take, and so. Salam, mening adım Maya, men 20 yaşımda, men Türkmenistan'dan geldim. Türkmenistan Orta Asya'da yerleşiyor. My name is Maya. I'm 21. I came from Turkmenistan. Turkmenistan located in Central Asia.